This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, none other than Stephanie Joy. Now, for those that did not know, you may be the first-time listener to the Sons of Liberty. Well, one of the first. I just want to let you know that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We're the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. We're the voice that the pro-murders wish to silence. We're the patriots that the globalists despise. We want to welcome you to the show. And, folks, we're not saying that in any facetious way or any facetious manner whatsoever. We're being totally serious about who we are and what it is that we're doing here. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or you can go over to Sons of Liberty Radio. Both pages work together congruently, and again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on our Twitter account, that is BradleyDean1, on our Twitter account, BradleyDean1, and or Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio, and my personal fan page, which is Bradley Dean Double E. We have about 170,000 friends. We want to appreciate, we'll actually send out our appreciation to each and every one of you that is a part of bringing forth the answers that this country so desperately needs. And the way that we do that is actually work out our faith. Faith without works is dead. Remember, Paul said in the book of James chapter 2, I'll show you my faith by my works. And then Jesus said in 1 John 3:18, the Spirit of Christ said that let us not love neither in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And so that's exactly what we're doing. Deeds, not words, said George Washington, the first president of the United States. So to say all that, to say this, folks, if you'd like to jump online at any time, you can. That phone number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. And it's really a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So therefore, we want to bring forth our founding documentation, namely the Bible. Remember what George Washington said in public schools, namely the older people that are listening to us, all the way up until 1962. There used to be something called George Washington's farewell address, and everybody in this country understood what their foundations were, because George said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. And we also know what John Adams, the second president of the United States, said. He said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people under the umbrella of the Christian faith. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So in saying that, did you want me to throw you in the mix really quick, or do you want me to just jump over on SOL Media, or do you want to wait until after?
Let's wait until after.
Okay, let's do that. And so what we're going to do is we're going to jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick, friends. I also wanted to let you know, too, interestingly enough, just this morning, strange stuff. Last week, we found that there was over 1,100 attempts to break into my personal blog. 2 weeks ago, sonsoflibertymedia.com was hacked. We also know that our Alexa rating is going the opposite direction of the direction that it should go. Instead of getting better and ranking higher, it's now digressing. And it's interesting, we have over 70,000 unique visitors last month. So in other words, it's gradually increasing, friends. I think we had about 500,000 visitors last week.
Yeah.
And the webpage is 3 months old, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Someone's working at trying to shut down what we're doing here. And what I wanted to say, friends, is really quick on my personal Bradley Dean page, just today, this is Facebook, I have 5,000 friends. This morning when I woke up, there was 5,000 friends. I've already added 21 new friends today, but for some reason, the numbers keep going down. Right now, I have 4,984 friends.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting and convenient. And in fact, we did an article on this on sonsoflibertymedia.com as far as the Alexa rating goes. It is very interesting to note that all of the Christian, conservative, God-oriented websites seem to coincidentally all at the same time be going down in their rating, but then all of the liberal, you know, wacko, MSNBC, all those types of websites, they seem to be gaining in numbers when the truth is the exact opposite.
Yeah.
In fact, CNN, as you mentioned, their reporting is so horrible, it can't get any lower than a snake's belly at this point.
Right. The president actually resigned a year and a half ago. The new CNN just complained last week about how low their ratings are. And friends are probably trying to figure out, well, why is it that every time I'm on an airplane, a bus depot, or wherever I may be, why is CNN played?
Yep.
Well, because they're paid to play. That's why. And people need to understand that people are tired of their garbage. They're tired of their lies. And these folks don't want people like me out there, friends. They just absolutely do not want me out there. They harass us. They hijack. They harass us on a natural, physical level as well. You know what? And the bottom line is I'm not deterred. I'm more encouraged when they do this sort of stuff than I am discouraged. So it's time to, it's time to stand up and play the man. And it's one thing to say it, but it's another thing to live it. And you better rest assured, friends, you're going to have to live by the fire that you preach.
That's exactly right. You know, it reminds me of the John Calvin quote who said, "Whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life, crammed with very many and various kinds of evil." Now, he knew that if you were going to be effective for Christ, you were going to receive opposition. In fact, if you don't receive any opposition in your life, I wonder how effective you truly are for Christ.
Well, so you know your effectiveness by the way that they attack, and it's who they attack, you know that they're effective. When the state-controlled media attacks anyone, you can rest assured, friends, that those are the good guys, and the bad guys are the ones that they continuously promote or uphold in one way or another because they're a part of the system. And I just want everybody to understand that all roads lead to the seat of Jesus Christ, the judgment seat of Christ, like it or not. And I say that to those that harass, to those that oppress, to those that criminalize, to those that polarize and demonize through their totalitarian methods. You're not exempt from that. You know what? Life is but a vapor, and before you know it, you're going to be standing in front of my big brother, like it or not, and you're going to have to answer for everything done in word and in deed.
That's right. We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and no matter who you are, how much money you have, or how much power you think you have on this earth, you will bow the knee before
Christ. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment, and that's exactly what the Word of God says. And it's also interesting to note, when you go to the book of Revelation, speaking of the judgment, how they'll look upon him who sits upon the throne. And the Bible says that they desire to flee from him. They're so afraid of him. But I want to encourage the believer, too, like Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, the man that desires to be freed from sin, that's the man that is ready for judgment, not the one that advocates and lulls in his sin. I'm sorry, wallows in his sin. Forgive me for that. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to be right back with Lauren Price and Tim Brown, editor, writer from sonsoflibertymedia.com. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. At any time, friend, that you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. I have with us our friend Tim Brown, editor and writer for sonsoflibertymedia.com. How are you, Tim?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
I'm just absolutely groovy, man. We're just rolling with the flow here in the state of Minnesota. We went from Arizona, 82 degrees weather, 82 degrees their weather. A week ago, we did four tea parties out there, and we landed in Minnesota to, what was it yesterday, 6 degrees?
It was so cold. You can probably hear it in my voice. We went literally from fall one day to snap, winter the next. That's how quick it was around here.
Literally. We also have Lauren Price, who is a now retired from the United States Navy. She's had a long civilian career in the legal community. Prior to enlisting in the Navy, after serving a shore command, Lauren deployed to Iraq and served both as the battalion public affairs officer and the lead convoy driver. Lauren is 100% disabled from injuries and an illness she contracted in Iraq. She's the mother of three sons and two stepsons. Her three eldest sons are all veterans. Thank you very much.
Amen.
She has had four grandchildren and is blissfully married to MMCS SS Jim Price. Welcome to the show. How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me. We appreciate your invitation.
Well, we appreciate
You're
having
welcome.
You. As a matter of fact, you came on Tim's referral, and we just thought, well, you know what? What Tim brought up, we just thought, you know what? Let's go for it. So, Tim, I'm going to hand it over to you, and let's shoot away, my friend.
Yeah, Lauren, good to have you on with us today.
No, thanks, Tim. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we wanted to have you on basically to highlight a lot of the work that you do for our veterans. You're one very much like Brian Colfich who fights on behalf of our veterans. And I want to start out just letting you tell the audience a little bit about yourself, your service in Iraq, and some of the things that brought you to the place where you are now, where you're actually fighting for some of our veterans.
Well, I enlisted very late in life. I didn't enlist till I was 39. After I did my job raising my sons, got the last one and signed up for boot camp, and then I enlisted. I I'd wanted to my whole life, but I took the responsibility of being a parent first. After I enlisted, I got stationed at the Shore Command and volunteered for service in Iraq. When I got there, they kind of dropped the ball and didn't know what to do with me. Had a long history of building cars and racing cars. So they decided I would make a really good convoy driver. 350 missions in 374 days over the basically the eastern third of Iraq. From driving, I did some major damage to my hands and crushed some bones in them that had to be amputated out. During my service there, like a lot of my brothers and sisters, contracted a rare lung disease. It is terminal. They can't do a lung transplant. And kind of once we got past the, okay, you're terminal and we can't fix you, and then it was trying to figure out what to do with what was left of my life. All three of my sons have served. The younger two are both combat veterans. My husband's a combat vet. We served actually side by side in Iraq. And during my process of dealing with the VA after, as I was coming off active duty and afterward, I discovered how abysmally broken it was. And initially, like most people, thought it was only me. I really got a complex about it, that somehow I'd fallen into this black hole and that everybody else was, you know, oh, the VA is great. Well, no, it wasn't. And we kind of, it morphed from just helping friends and friends of friends and family members and, you know, referrals to let's look at the big picture, very large 50,000-foot level. Where is it broken? What made it break? And what would it take to fix it? And we looked to the civilian world because no government program functions properly. So we looked to the civilian world and came up with several models for the different sectors of the VA on how to fix it and started hawking it to Congress.
Okay, and you were called up to actually testify before Congress, is that not right? Was that last year?
Yeah, that was almost a year ago now. Last December, about 18 months ago, the VA was under serious fire at that point for backlog claims. It was their ugly monster that was chasing them around the room. They couldn't get away from it. They were putting out initiatives left and right, none of which were working. And Undersecretary Hickey was under fire constantly for the numbers that at that point were approaching a million claims in backlog. I got called up because my personal claim was what's considered a complex claim. And there was a hearing about how the VA handles those. In that testimony, it was the irony was not lost that the OIG themselves sat there and testified that the VA had created its own definition of accuracy and was judging claims based on their own definition that they actually pay a third party to validate for them. But the VA OIG doesn't agree with it, Congress doesn't agree with it, and Webster's doesn't agree with it. And since then, we've developed some good relationship with professional staffers in D.C., not the people that come and go, but rather the people that are there year in and year out, to be able to help veterans get issues resolved and push a full reform forward.
Sure. Now, once you gave that congressional testimony, though, you had some backlash as a result of that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Tell everybody what our government did to you.
Yeah. At the time, excuse me, due to the injuries to my hands, I needed some changes to my house to make it ADA accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And the VA has a grant program to make it accessible. Well, I'd applied for this grant. I'd actually applied for two grants, one for a car, doing it for my car, and one for my house. And the day after, there'd been no movement on those requests since I applied in August. the day after I testified at Congress, I got online and I looked, and something looked a little hinky, so I called, and the gentleman was kind enough to tell me that both of my requests had been denied that day. And I said, well, that's kind of strange. I said, did they put anything in there? He says, no, you'll get a letter, but you have to wait for the letter to appeal. I said, well, who did this? My local regional office had done it, and later on, the irony of this is not lost on anyone, 6 weeks later, after I was on a Fox interview, two days after the Fox interview, I got a phone call from the regional office from a woman who refused to identify herself other than an ID number, telling me that these claims were denied. And I said, well, I already got word in December that they were denied. Oh, no, they were denied today. I said, well, which is it? And she couldn't differentiate between the two claims. She went back and forth, and we actually have a recording up on our website of the whole thing. It's hilarious. It ended up being basically they denied them twice, both times after me publicly coming out and exposing VA corruption.
Right.
Incredible.
Right, and
I got a question really quick.
This is all you've been trying to bring to light exactly not only what this administration has been doing, but it's been going on for longer than that. Is that not correct?
Oh, yes. Things we've discovered, our analysis is all very numbers and information-based. We don't necessarily look at, unfortunately, emotional issues. We look at how many people die under their care, how many people don't receive care, et cetera, how many claims aren't being processed, how many claims end up in appeal. We look at numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've seen is decades now, about 30 years since the VA changed certain policies, and very specifically 10 years straight since they changed the union contract to deal with the employees to make it easier for the employees to make their bonuses.
Yep.
Once they changed that in 2004,
that's what it's about.
It turned into what it is now. That's when the backlog started escalating like it did.
Lauren, I got a quick question for you. We got to take a quick break here in just a second. But I'm curious, how many missions did you do in Iraq again? I'm curious.
350.
And how many days were you there?
374
days. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back on the other side with Tim Brown and Lauren Price. We're going to continue this discussion. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this doesn't chap your hide. I'm afraid nothing will.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, we got Tim Brown, editor, writer from sonsoflibertymedia.com, along with our friend Lauren Price, who actually served 350 missions in Iraq out of the 374 days that she was there. And we're finding out that once she made a claim concerning and due to her injuries, well, we find that our government is now attacking her. So if we'd like to go forth, I would like to commence and just get back to this really quick. And to be honest with you, Lauren, I'm blown backwards three different ways. We just had our friend Brian on from Arizona about two, three weeks ago, telling us the same thing. But I got to honestly say that if this doesn't chap the hide of the American people, nothing will, especially when your government attacks your own military.
I think we're looking for Lauren. I think she dropped off the line.
Okay. Tim, we got you there still?
Yep. Okay. I'm back.
You know, I think the bottom line here, Tim, is if the American people will tolerate the federal government to assault their own military, what else do you say to a nation?
Well, that's exactly right. And Lauren's had, you know, she's been describing the tactics that they used to backlash against her, like Brian said that he had in his service.
We have Lauren back, Tim. We have Lauren back.
Hey, welcome back, Lauren.
Hey.
I was just talking, Lauren, that, you know, it's interesting that the American people, if they won't stand up concerning the federal government attacking its own military, first of all, there would be no federal government if there wasn't a military, because if there wasn't a military to fight, bleed, and die in many cases to ratify the Constitution of the United States, well, what would give them the right to be there in the first place if it wasn't for the military?
Yeah, and I think the thing that makes me so angry is the fact it seems the more ardently and adamantly you serve the people, you serve your government, you serve your country, the more they go after you when you start speaking out against what they are doing. And not only have you served, Lauren, but you said your husband was serving right alongside you. You raised up three boys who served. I mean, your whole family has been spent in the sacrifice of this country in one way or another. And when you come back, in my eyes, you're a hero, and everything you've experienced and even what you're going through now, that's so heroic. And rather than you receiving the, you know, rewards and accolades, you know, a hero's reward and what you deserve to be taken care of. And yes, have your house situated for you and your car, you know, for your disabilities because of your service. What do you get? You get a smack in the face because you're simply standing on the side of truth. And this comes where the American people need to rise up and do something about the problem. Do you feel as though your efforts with the VA and, you know, trying to wake up the American people, how have the hearts and minds of people been changed through you giving your testimony and your message? Do you feel encouraged by it, or do you think there's way more work that needs to be done?
Or let me interject this. Have you had a response from the American people?
Very much so.
Amen.
And I will share very quickly. We went from, we are grassroots as it gets. We started this just my husband and myself, reached out through Facebook, using Facebook. I actually was not even on Facebook. Got on Facebook solely for the purpose of gaining support for what we believed to be a true God-calling mission, because our brothers and sisters were dying at the hands of the VA, waiting for benefits, living homeless or at the edge of homeless, you know, or either not getting medical care, all of these things. And every time I turned around, every news story I saw, I was looking at, you know, one more case of a veteran did without rightfully earned benefits and services, mm-hmm. and the VA would stand there and say it was an isolated case.
Yep.
It, you know, we don't have any responsibility. We don't have any culpability or liability for this. And Congress was holding hearings. Congress was ordering an investigation. And I was infuriated. And I reached out to people through Facebook and conversations, and literally sat down one day with a 50-something page printout of every member of Congress, House and the Senate,
mm-hmm.
and started calling them. And I'm three-quarters Irish. I have the gift of gab. And I had no problem calling them up and begging, pleading, and out of our own pocket, made a mission to go to D.C. and say, look, just give me 5 minutes of your time. I want to show you facts. I want to show you numbers. I want to show you where they're lying. I had one congressman stand up in his office during that first meeting, scream in my face that I was lying, that the VA was providing, and I'm quoting, world-class health care to veterans, and that I better be careful of what I said.
Yep, that's right.
And
he just told on himself, Lauren. Can I ask the name of that individual, please?
He's no longer in office.
Okay.
And I prefer not to, because at this juncture, when we've gotten those detractors and we've had other people not quite so virulent, but other people get in our face and say, even advocates, you know, I've been doing this for 20 years. What makes you think you know better? So
yep.
My philosophy is, if you've been doing it for 20 years, then obviously what you're doing is wrong.
That's right.
Right. Not working.
And it's not working. Most people have been politer about it, but our philosophy gained ground. And we gained ground through, A, always telling the truth. And never, I'm not going to sit there. When I put out something about the secretary or his undersecretaries or a policy tactic or event, we tell the truth every single time.
Come on.
And now we have gained a reputation that we are the people that will always tell the truth, that we will move mountains to help a veteran. And we've helped literally thousands of veterans between butchered VA cases, health care, housing, any conceivable thing. I just got a message a few minutes ago. I have a veteran. I have to pay his phone bill this afternoon so he can continue to work. We do everything in the middle, but our biggest thing now is we have Congress asking us for help.
Amen.
Amen.
Senator Durbin and Senator Toomey in the fall asked us for a position paper on one of the senators, the speaker, he came up with his omnibus bill, and he does it every year, and he does it so that nothing gets put through. And they asked us for a position paper that needed to be there in 3 days on 134 bills, because those things affect our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't make decisions. We look at what our veterans are telling us. across the nation. What are they doing without? What do they need? How are they being treated? And we determined that this is a cultural, systemic problem. The only thing that's going to cure this is a full overhaul. And now we have, on an average, our website's taking between 40 and 50,000 unique hits. Our Facebook page, we're over 5,000 consistent likes, and on an average of 25,000 reaches every day.
Amen. Amen.
Lauren, can I go back just a little bit? We got about 3 minutes left on this segment. What exactly did the federal government do? How did they harass you? What was the ways that they came at you to undermine you, to get you off course, so on and so forth? What were their threats? I think that's important for the American people to understand how far these people are willing to go to basically shut down anybody that opposes, well, what they're doing at length.
Oh, they've denied my claims that I'm rightfully entitled to. I sent in a request for a copy of my compensation file. It's called the C file. It is your entire comp and pen, your disability file for a rating. And it should take, under their own policies, it should take 30 to 60 days, depending on the size of the file. Mine took a year for them to finally send it to me. And I started weeding through it, and there are huge chunks missing, major chunks, obviously redacted. They've deliberately put me into wait lists, these secret wait lists. I actually was a victim of a data breach. They've breached my e-benefits account, and this happened. It was extremely public. I was helping a veteran file benefits online, and my account got corrupted.
Yep.
And it could only be done from the inside.
Yeah.
And that was from very high-level IT people were able to determine it
That's
was only done from the inside.
That's exactly right. And see, people think, see what's happening. This reminds me of what happened during, well, any dictator's reign or attempt to reign and conquer a country. These are the things that they do behind the scenes. And I remember hearing one individual say, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you. Who else would be responsible for this? Tim, we just had a friend on 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, from Arizona. Can you kind of shed a little light on his story really quick? And again, friends, we got about 2 minutes left on this segment.
Yeah, Brian had the same issue, and she knows Brian. She's worked with Brian. Matter of fact, I think that's how we got in contact with each other.
Yeah, Brian.
But Brian, you know, had lost several limbs, and the government had come after him through the IRS and back charges with the VA and things of that nature. People who served the government has chosen to basically slap down and not help them in their time of need when they stood for our country in its time of need. If I can real quick, Lauren, your website is veteranwarriors1.com, veteranwarriors1.com, and you do everything out of pocket. You don't take donations, but you will sell people your T-shirts for your for the ministry you do for our veterans in order to help. To help you and your husband do the work that you do, right?
Yes, we do not accept grants, funding, donations from anyone. We appreciate the thought, but we think everyone works hard for their money and they should get something for it. If someone wants to donate the money and just doesn't want the T-shirts, we suggest they purchase T-shirts, and there's a coupon code set up for them to put the word donation in. And it gives them a discount, and then we take those number of T-shirts and donate them to homeless veterans organizations.
What is the name of that website again, Lauren, please?
VeteranWarriorsNumber1.com.
VeteranWarriorsNumber1.com. Again, we got Tim Brown and Lauren Price. Thank you for being with us, guys. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Lauren.
We got one
Thank
more segment coming up. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I want to give you an update, friends. I've had 25 Facebook requests since the show has started, and the number of friends continuously decreases. Just want to let you know how people are messing with those that are warning the American people.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty.
If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is James White.
And I'm Jason Van Tatenhove.
And we're from the Liberty Brothers Radio Show and thelibertybrothers.com. You know, we've had the pleasure of interviewing many fine guests on the Liberty Brothers. One of my favorites, Bradley Dean. I really appreciate his dedication and his fire.
You know, the guy's just an inspiration to us all.
He is. So please make sure you check out Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We just want to thank Lauren Price for taking the time to do what she's doing, what she has done in the past, and what she's doing today and going forward.
It's an amazing
as well
story.
As Tim Brown, we do appreciate your time, guys. Interestingly enough, I want to go back to what we were talking about earlier, and I want to add my two cents really quick concerning our military again. Folks, if it wasn't for our military fighting, bleeding, and dying, I can give you the numbers from World War One to World War II, to Korea, to Iwo Jima, to Afghanistan, don't forget Vietnam, and to the president, Iraq. I can tell you the numbers concerning the sacrifice. Those that understood greater love is no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his brothers, regardless if it's a man or a woman, they have done it. And what we're seeing today is we're seeing an administration, as she said, over the last 30 years, administrations, more than one, attacking our military. And pulling away their due. We've seen this back at the turn of the century, and it didn't go over very good when they attacked our veterans from World War One. But the veterans from World War One had enough common sense to respond and tell their government that works for them, you're going to give us our due and that which is owed to us. And so in saying that, again, it's time for the American people. You're being assaulted on every front. Your military is being assaulted at every front. And again, I don't know what it's going to take for the American people to respond. It's good to know that she's got 5,000 friends.
Amen.
But there's 315 million people in this country. And for the most part, what do we see? We see a people stand down in a lot an assault on our military.
That's
unacceptable,
right.
Friends, at every turn.
And we need to understand, too, is that we have the highest regard for our military veterans and for those who have served and for those who
are serving.
Yeah. We understand and we say thank you for your service, for your sacrifice. Everywhere we go, we see, you know, an older veteran. We see, you know, a guy with a veteran's hat or a woman or whoever it may be. We'll tell them thank you for your service sincerely, because without them fighting, bleeding, and dying, we would not be able to live in this blessed country that we do today. In fact, there's a man by the name of Zell Miller who said this: "For it has been said so truthfully that it is the soldier, not the reporter, who has given us the freedom of press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us the freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the agitator, who has given us the freedom to protest. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, serves beneath the flag, whose coffin is draped by the flag." And the sad part about it, and the sickening, I don't know, appalling, make you angry part about it, is the fact that it seems that the more zealously you serve your country and the more you sacrifice, in the case of Lauren, in the case of Brian Colfidge, you know, lost his limbs, and Lauren, she's been given this terminal diagnosis for something that she contracted while serving her country in Iraq. Rather than honoring these men and women and taking care of these men and women, what do? The government fights more ferociously against them.
Unlawful government.
Them. Yeah, exactly.
Unlawful, un-American government, unconstitutional government. Those that are attacking our military friends are not American. They are not us. I don't care if they were born on this
land
or not. The fact is, they're traitors. It's treason, and they need to be dealt with. There's just no getting around it. We just got a couple minutes left here, and I want to get over to this again because I want people to understand what's going on in the ministry right now. Earlier today, I got on my Facebook, and what we do is we post. We got about 160,000, 170,000 friends. And in the process of doing that, I went over to my personal Facebook page, and I noticed that the numbers, my friends were starting to fall off in a great number. I mean, and I'm talking about a great number in the sense of, you know, 20 people have now fallen off from my website, from my Facebook personal page, just out of nowhere. And I thought, well, what is that about? So what I did is I went back online. I started accepting friends who put in requests from before because my Facebook limit was already met. I have 5,000 friends. I'm at 4,984 friends right now. Now, this is what I want you to catch, friends. The more friends I have coming on my page, the numbers of friends on my page is decreasing. Okay? Now, what else is also strange here is the fact that 2 weeks ago, sonsoflibertymedia.com was hacked in. They hacked my account, okay? I would probably try to hack Bradley Dean's account, too, especially the response that we were getting and are getting. Now, in saying that as well, friends, there was also on my personal blog, Bradley Dean, there was over 1,100 attempts to break into my personal blog. Just to tell you and just to show you the degree and the mentality and the danger of the people that you are dealing with in this country. Last month on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we had a 70,000 unique visits to our website in 1 month, okay? So we're at like about 500,000 after 3 months. So in other words, we got a lot of people coming to our website, and they're seeing the uncompromised truth of the gospel and the Constitution. Because, again, we know that government or those that serve we the people or its citizenship, we don't have a right to break the law. If we want to remain free, then we magnify the law against crime. We don't do it the other way around, which some believe is freedom when, in fact, it's called licentiousness for the mentally retarded. And I don't say that in a degrading manner, but the mentally retarded, those that are incapable of actually reading the same things that I read because I understand what it says. It's pretty black and white. It's pretty simple because it's all based in common sense. And interestingly enough, it's a child that's the model of heaven, not a corrupt grown-up adult that doesn't know the difference.
Right?
So in saying that again, friends, I want you to understand, I also went, we shared with you about a month ago, the Alexa rating. And Alexa tells you how much traffic that you have coming to your websites. And what we noticed, WorldNet Daily actually published a column by an individual that noticed that the conservatives throughout the United States of America, major conservative outlets such as WND, Sons of Liberty Media, and so on and so forth, instead of their rankings going up, their rankings were going down. And we also found out that MSNBCs and the ABCs and the CBS and the as you would call them, the liberal media outlets, their rankings were going up, friends, when in fact their rankings are completely, they can go no lower than a snake's belly.
Yep.
So they're manipulating numbers. And interestingly enough, after 1 month, we were ranked 13,000 in the United States. Now we're ranked 32,000. Our numbers are up 70,000 a month, friends. So you want to tell me what's going on out there? I think the writing's on the wall. We need to be careful as to what's going out there because, again, friends, what they don't want you to know is they don't want you to know that they don't have the support. We've been over that enough for you to understand. They don't have the support, but they want to manipulate the results in such a fashion. I can say it like this. I can parallel it to the vote. Well, we know that Barack Hussein Obama, second term, he's in because of voter fraud, because we know that in every county that ID was required, he lost that county. And it was Stalin, that dictator, that murderous dictator, back in the 20s and 30s that said, listen, it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. And see, again, if the American people are brought under the illusion that, wait a second, nobody's listening to these guys anyways. Nobody's actually going to their websites. Folks, nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah.
The American people need to understand that you, for the most part, are saying the same things, but now you have some of these little minions that want to play the devil's advocate, and they want to manipulate numbers to actually cause you to believe, again, that they have a lot more support than what they really do.
Well, as you mentioned, that was Saul Alinsky's rule for radicals. He would say power is not just, you know, how many numbers you have, but how many numbers your enemy thinks you have.
That's right.
And if you can discourage...
See, now we just lost another one.
Right. And if you can discourage people by thinking, by saying and putting forward that, their numbers are depleting this and that, and you know the exact opposite is happening, for us, that should be more of a cause to fight against those wrongs that we see. And we constantly here at the Sons of Liberty speak out against those that we see, those things that we see that are wrong, and the evils and the lawlessness that we see this day, not only from this administration, but anywhere that we go. In fact, it was John Calvin who said, a dog barks when his master is attacked. I would be a coward if I saw that God's truth is attacked and yet remain silent. We will not remain silent. And I think that's just so hard for some people to take in and swallow, is the fact that when you push, we're just going to stand there and not back down.
Every time they attack, 10 times more.
That's right.
10 times more, we will respond.
And you need to understand, too, as Bradley mentioned in a radio program of ours last week, is if you stand up, they'll stand down. That's what they don't want you to realize.
Communist tactic is when you feel mush, proceed. If they feel steel, they retreat.
That's right. When all the people in America are saying the same thing for the most part, stand up and actually hold their government accountable, the feet to the fire, and say, listen, this will not pass. Guess what? That's when it's not going to pass anymore. When they know that you've had enough, not just by a protest once a year or a complaint here and there, but by us rallying together, that's when we're going to see what's really going to change this nation. And for those of you that say, I want to be a part of that, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can make a secure donation online, or you can become a son or daughter of liberty. And what that means is you support on a monthly basis what you can, and that helps support us to get out there. As Bradley mentioned, we were just in Arizona last week, speaking at the largest Tea Party in America. We're going to the highways and the byways. We're going to be in Wisconsin, the East Coast, Minnesota. We're going all over bringing forth this message of truth. And you know what? When we receive the opposition, that's not a decursor for us or where we cause to draw back. It's going to be something that's going to cause us to even push forward even more. And if you want to be supportive and say, listen, I stand with you guys, please do become a son or daughter of liberty by going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or make a secure donation online.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we thank you, Lauren Price and Tim Brown. We love you by what we do, folks. We'll talk to you in 23 hours. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.